We are thinking of the work of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer. I have been thinking to myself, how many Christians have used the Holy Spirit in wrong ways? They've been looking for some magical experience with Him, some great excitement, some great experience with Him. And they have missed the work of the Holy Spirit in meeting the deepest needs of their lives. Other Christians simply don't use Him at all, not through anything. They simply say, well, my salvation has to do with going to heaven someday. But then they live their lives with trouble and with fear and with lack of peace and happiness and other things. And they live their whole lives this way. And of course, when they die, they do go to heaven. But they've missed what God has for them in the daily life. So we've been thinking, and we are thinking, about the work of the Holy Spirit in the daily life. And I want to read to you from John chapter 15, verse 11. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy may be made full. Now this term does not directly refer, it doesn't directly mention, in fact, the work of the Holy Spirit. But the work of the Holy Spirit seems to be very clearly taught in this verse. The Lord Jesus now is going away. And He is saying to them, my joy is going to remain with you. My happiness will not be taken away when I go back to heaven, when I die on the cross, am resurrected, and then go back to heaven and sit at the right hand of the Father. My joy is not going to be taken from you. You can depend upon it, because I'm sending my Holy Spirit to live in your lives. We have this teaching back in John chapter 14, where He speaks of, I will send Him. And even in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, He says they were to wait until the Spirit would come upon them. Now every believer today has the Holy Spirit. We don't need to worry about His indwelling. He is in us. We don't pray for it. We don't have to long for it. When you trusted the Lord Jesus as your Savior, and your hearts were regenerated by the Holy Spirit, He came to live in your lives. Romans chapter 8 says, if any man has not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of His. So every Christian has the Holy Spirit. Now this passage speaks of joy. It is unfortunately true that there are many Christians who lack joy and happiness in their lives. They go about in a sad way. They seldom smile. They seldom have any feeling of joy in their hearts. They come through difficult circumstances and there is only despair. There is only a sense of unhappiness and lack of contentment. In the book of Philippians, the Apostle Paul was facing some very desperate situations. For one thing, he was in a prison cell. We read this throughout the book of Philippians. He's in a prison cell. He mentions he's in chains in this prison cell under very difficult circumstances. In his fellowship with the Lord Jesus and in his work for Him, people had hated him. And the Apostle Paul mentions this throughout the book of Philippians. In chapter 1, in fact, some of the brethren had even been preaching against him. He said they thought to add to my affliction. Imagine that, Christians adding to another brother or sister's afflictions. Rather than coming to help them, they were adding to his afflictions. And then in chapter 4, he speaks of unfavorable circumstances he'd gone through in the Christian life. He says sometimes he's been hungry, sometimes he's been in deep need financially. But he says in chapter 1, he says, whether people oppose me or they work with me, he says, nevertheless, I rejoice that the gospel is being preached. And then in chapter 4, he says, whatever state or whatever condition, whatever circumstance I am, therewith I am content. You know, this is a great need in our lives. It is a desire of God that in every circumstance we should have both peace and happiness and joy in our lives. This term peace and happiness is very, very important. He not only wants us to have peace, but He wants us to be happy in the Christian life. So people ask, how can I be happy? My wife has just been taken. I had this happen 2 years ago. My wife was taken from me. And it was a very difficult experience. We had had some 41 years of very happy married life. And then through cancer, my wife was taken from me. And of course, the first question that came to me was, how can I be happy in this circumstance? And God reminded me, when you pray, you're praying for relief from this sorrow. But when you pray, you're to pray with thanksgiving, with a happy spirit. What do I have to be happy about? So God made me look back on 41 happy years of marriage. Look back on 14 months that God had given us after the cancer was found. The doctors had said she would live 2 months, but God gave us 14 months of very, very happy married life before she finally was taken. And so in my life, I could look back with thanksgiving and joy, even though the grief was there. I still went through grief, but in my heart, God gave a spirit of joy and thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord, for these 41 years. Thank you, Lord, for 14 months that you gave us when we did so many things and we shared so many things. And when she died, you gave me peace. Thank you, Lord. So we can have joy in our hearts if we want it. Now, some people don't want to be happy, but I trust you do. I trust you really want happiness in your life. Pray to the Father. Ask the Father that by the Holy Spirit, He will give you happiness and joy in your life. Now remember, Philippians 4, 6, and 7 says, it must be with thanksgiving. So if you're not thankful, then He probably is not going to give it to you. Just one other thing about this, and that is that He says, in verse 11, He says that these things have I given unto you. The things that He gave in John 15, 1 to 10, He gave to them. So we must also be obedient in order to have happiness. In verses 1 to 10 of chapter 15, He says, first of all, keep your heart clean. Then in verse 3, He says, read the Word, study the Word of God. In verses 4 to 6, He says, love the Lord Jesus, thank Him, follow Him. In verse 7, He says, thank Him with prayer. And in verse 10, He says, obey Him. So if you're doing these things and you're doing it with thanksgiving, God will give you joy. And I pray this for you, each one.